You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
We just watched 24 hours of Game of Thrones, so now those references are stuck in my head.
Gotcha.
I'm a Throneser now.
I haven't gotten into it.
Well, I can't relate to you anymore.
Yeah, we used to. Yesterday we would relate. Today,
it's a can't different relate. Day. It's a different world now for me.
Dang it.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
And I'm Steve Green.
And today we have one of our good friends, a YouTuber, makes comedy videos, really funny comedy videos on YouTube, is a writer, just got a literary agent. Congrats.
Congratulations.
Andrew Lau.
Hello.
Thank you for
having me.
Thank you for being on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can I just say you're also a fine young man, sir?
Thank you so much. Yeah,
are you welcome. Flirting?
What?
Well, I'm just saying.
You can't say someone's a fine young man?
No.
Okay.
You never call me that. So.
Yeah, I guess. Well, yeah.
Rude. Do you know there's another Andrew Lau who is a producer of very critically acclaimed films such as Room? Did people confuse you with him?
Yeah. So if you Google Andrew Lau age, it says I'm 64.
Wow. Yeah.
You look amazing.
I bet your IMDb is rocking, though. See, that's good.
Drop that skincare routine.
Yeah. There's a lot of Andrew Laus. It's kind of annoying.
There are?
Yeah.
You're the only one I know.
Googleable no. Andrew Laus.
There's a Steve Green folk singer. And he's got my website, man, steveGreen.com. He's got it on lock.
There are no Nikki Limos.
He's like well known. Like he's
really?
Like, yeah, in the folk scene, he's like a known guy.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's
pisses
too bad.
Me right off. Yeah.
You guys should change your names.
Some random person is using AndrewLau.com to host their resume. And
what?
I'm so annoyed.
And their name's Andrew Lau, hopefully.
Yeah.
See, some guy has like SteveGreenComedy.com, and I told him, he was like, hey man, like, you know, you give me a couple grand for it. And I was like, you're literally talking to the wrong guy, dude. I will literally never have a website in my life because of this.
Because of you?
Because of you, I will never in my life own a website. Yeah.
Well,
you just did this to the wrong guy. You picked the wrong guy to do this.
I got when the URL Limo came out, or Limo. Okay. I think it's for like limo drivers. I don't really know why they made it a URL, but .limo is a thing. So I immediately got Nikki.limo.
That's
and I think
good.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty tight.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
So this is going to be a different type of podcast episode today, because usually we have a topic for the guest. But I thought what would be really fun is like basically we just wanted an excuse to have you on our podcast because we like you and we think like you're really funny and like we want people to know about you and stuff. But also we want you to answer questions with us in the second half.
Woo!
Yeah.
Thank you. And sounds fun.
They're often relationship questions.
Cool.
And they're really heavy.
Very little experience.
Yeah.
But
sometimes they're like,
going in confident.
How do I deal with death? You know? And it's like, well, let's have Andrew answer that.
Sure.
I'm like, I banged 7 chicks in my life. Let's go.
Okay. So, first of all, I met you when you were like 17.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
If not younger?
Yeah, maybe.
When did we?
How old are you now?
I'm 21.
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus, Nikki, calm drinking. Down over there.
Woo! People can drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I thought was so cool was that, I don't know, we've been on YouTube for a long time, and I feel
so
like
long.
So long, like ancient so amount of
and
time.
And it looks like it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Especially in my case.
I thought it was interesting because like your generation was like the first kind of YouTubers that I have ever collaborated with that you guys grew up watching YouTube.
Yeah.
Because
and not TV.
Everyone else like that was our age, like we didn't really have YouTube growing up unless you like when it first came out, maybe you would watch like a cat video or something like that. Mm. But it wasn't like there were YouTubers.
Yeah.
That didn't happen until I was like 22 or something like that. Where you were like a fetus. So it was interesting to me that like you guys already knew like what kind of content you wanted to do. Everyone in our generation was kind of like, I don't know.
We don't even know what this shit is.
Yeah,
and like, all our agents say don't do it.
Yeah. We're like, oh, I want to act. And some people wanted to direct and some people wanted to be musicians. And so they all just kind of posted whatever that was. And then we kind of like collabed with each other, but we didn't really know what we were doing. And you guys like watched YouTube videos and then like already had an idea for like, what kind of videos to make.
Kind of. I would say I feel like there's probably like three generations and I'm in the middle.
Gotcha.
And then there's like, you know, these like
the
Emma
newer ones are just like knocking it out of the park that like they know exactly what to do immediately.
Yeah.
You can get like a million subscribers in 3 months.
James
and stuff.
Charles?
I don't
Insane.
Know.
Yeah.
James Charles, how?
What did he do?
He's a makeup artist.
Oh,
you don't see. So you have to inform Steve about.
I'm always learning.
YouTuber. He's a huge makeup artist right now. Mm-hmm. He's a beauty guru. But like,
and he just came out of nowhere and like crushed it.
Yeah, kind of.
Love it.
Literally out of nowhere. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good. For
I
the
used
guy.
To know him in 2013.
Really?
Yeah.
What was
and
he
now
like?
You can't know him because he's too big.
Well,
now,
I didn't know him. He came to my meet and greet.
Oh my god.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's just like Joey Graceffa came to our Totally Sketch meet and greet back in like 2010.
Beautiful.
Before anybody.
And I dismissed him. And I said, he's going to be a loser. Yeah, I did.
I think I did the same thing about James Charles.
I'm not going to lie.
Just kidding. James Charles would love you.
I wish I had that story.
Yeah. Now you're like, James Charles, please, I'm so sorry. Please take it back.
I want to be the guy in the biopic movie who's like, no one's ever going to say Joey Graceffa. You know what I mean? No one in Hollywood will ever repeat the words Joey Graceffa.
Like in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, like exactly. Yeah. All these movies that are bullshit, dude. The guy sat there and he's like, no one's ever going to listen to Queen. Like, nobody fucking says this shit. It's all so perfect.
So tell me like how you got started with YouTube, because right now you're kind of transitioning away from YouTube. You still have your YouTube channel, but like you're using that as kind of a launch pad, which I always agree with. Mm-hmm. I think that YouTube should be like a launch pad into whatever else you originally intended to do in life. But they're fun videos to do in the meantime. What got you into doing YouTube?
I think I was really bored and lonely.
Yeah.
I was really sad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Relatable.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't really know. Like, my sister and I just, like, found people making YouTube videos one day. Like, we didn't know YouTubers were a thing. Do you guys remember My Collab?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Supermac 18?
No.
No?
Oh,
okay.
Man. You're aging me up,
yes,
bro.
I know.
Oh, wait, wow. Supermac, I remember that name.
We know, like, Lonely Girl 15.
Okay, it was around a very similar time, but different generation, I
think. Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, so, so old. Different aspect ratio.
Oh, man. Yeah, oh, that's old then.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The square TVs.
Yeah, basically, it was, like, this collab channel, and they weren't even that big. They were, like, they had maybe 30,000 subscribers, but they were, like, the biggest thing ever.
Yeah.
Jen McAllister.
Oh, okay,
was a part of that. And, oh, they did Sunday Guests, and you auditioned to be a guest. And so I was like, I'm going to make a YouTube channel because I want to be a guest on My Collab.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. So then
did you make it on?
No, I didn't. I never auditioned. I just made my own video.
But then later you became friends with Jen.
Yeah.
Got to know her.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And then I'd say like 2 years into it is when I was like, oh, I'm going to try harder and be funny now.
Nice.
For a while, I was just kind of like,
you figured your shit out, though.
You just made a bunch of noises.
You know how many people out there don't even post their first video because they're like, well, I want to figure it all out perfectly first.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, and I mean, it was so terrible. Like, I think I just wasn't thinking about really anything.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
Yeah. Your first YouTube videos.
Yeah.
You should look back on your first YouTube videos and cringe.
Yeah.
Like, you should.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you have not grown as an artist.
Mm.
Like, you just basically stayed in the same place if you think your first YouTube videos are, like, solid.
One of my favorite early videos of mine is a time lapse of an ice cube melting to an Ice Baby remix in the background. And then it's, like, edited with a bunch of, like, colors and it's, like, zooms.
Only on YouTube would that ever exist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I, like, thought it was kind of artsy.
That's, like, the beginning of memes.
Don't you love how dumb you were that you thought that that was artsy back then?
Yeah.
That's how I am. I'm like, I can't believe I thought, like, when I watched, I remember watching Garden State and being like, this is the deepest thing I will ever see.
Oh, I freaking loved Garden State.
I was just so, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
your
taste.
Yeah. You're in that.
You're like, oh, I'm very.
I'm so deep and fucking.
Yeah. I understand cultured. This film.
Oh, I also had another artsy video where it's just like a glass of water and I was dripping food coloring into it and there was like background
music. It was like slow-mo and stuff.
Yeah, and then it was like edited.
Do I feel like those would do good on Vine though? Or they would have done well on Vine. Especially the Ice Baby ice cube melting.
For sure.
You speed it up to like 6 seconds and you're good.
Yeah.
I love it.
Isn't it weird how like, or do you ever get weirded out? Because I did when like people that you watched on YouTube, you meet them later and like you end up becoming friends with them?
Yeah, it is weird.
Does it? Who's the most notable person that's happened to you with?
I mean, I guess Jen.
Yeah.
We don't really hang out much anymore, but yeah, because I knew her before I even started.
Why are you beefing? You guys beefing?
You know.
Yeah. A lot of beef. Yeah. So much tea. A
lot of beef.
All the tea.
All of the tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you were like roommates with Rebecca Black for a while too. I feel like that one's I remember when I first met Rebecca Black, it was at like a Taco Bell event, and like it was crazy because
okay, can we also talk about like the Taco Bell culture of like YouTube in 2014?
Yes,
that was wild. Okay,
so
go
many
back.
People. Yeah. Yes. Well, by the way, Taco Bell. Sponsor us.
Invite us to the fucking Thanksgiving thing, man.
Yeah, at least the Friendsgiving.
I have eaten so much of your product, as is evident by my body and face. How dare you not invite me to the Friendsgiving?
I feel like I would have been invited to the Friendsgiving, but I posted like kind of like a shade post, but I deleted it right away. But like I still posted it on Twitter because they were doing this thing where you get like secret agent phones. Like this, I don't know if you remember this.
I got one.
You got one? Me yeah. too. Okay, so then I was getting pissed because we were all posting tons of content on the idea that we might win maybe a set of pajamas.
Yeah.
And I was like, usually people pay for these posts. Mm-hmm. And so then I won a pair of waffle taco pajamas and I never got them. And so I was just like, great, all that free promo was really, really paying off.
She posted like 35 freaking things.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
And I was just kind of like, I just posted a really like snarky, like kind of shade thing. And then I remember them just like, they used to contact me all the time. They just stopped contacting me. I'm like, that was probably a bad move. Yeah. I was just like pretty angry.
Me too.
Anyway, Taco Bell, I love you again.
Did they stop contacting you as well?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Did you shade them?
I don't think I shaded them.
Oh, so maybe you're fine.
I probably stopped eating Taco Bell though.
They knew.
Although now I kind of like Taco Bell again.
Dude, I feel like Taco Bell's the only fast food that I eat.
Yeah, I turned 21 and I was like, oh, I understand Taco Bell.
Yes, you're there at 2 a.m.
Like
Yeah.
For me, I feel like, so meeting Rebecca Black there was interesting because that was 2 years after the Friday song came out. And I remember us blasting that Friday song everywhere. And then I was like, oh my God, it's the girl from Friday. And I'm actually really proud of her because she took that, like, what could have been just her being a meme forever and, like, built it into, like, a whole YouTube and music career.
But which she is a meme forever, too.
Awesome.
She's a boat. Yeah.
True, but she, like, owned it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
What I liked about her in her interviews was she always kind of, like, owned it. It was like, yeah, I know who I am. Like, I know. Yeah, she was, like, self-aware about it.
Yeah.
But iJustine was that for me because when I was I used to be a MySpace creator before I was ever on YouTube. It was like a featured MySpace creator. And so was she. And she had posted that iPhone bill thing where she flipped through it and it went viral. And so I was like, oh my God, like I got featured the day before her on MySpace. And I was like, she blew up. I'm like, I feel like we would be friends in real life because I've watched a lot of her other videos. And then like years later, I met her and like we like, you know, see each other at conventions. We're not like super good friends, but like we're like we know each other, and I just thought that was so weird because before it was like anyone you see on the TV, for example, you don't really meet them later.
Yeah.
But then YouTube is such a different thing where like millions and millions of people could know this person, and then you just randomly become friends with them later because the YouTube universe is so small.
Yeah, it's cool.
I just remember coming out of UCB and then meeting all these YouTube people, and I was like, who the fuck do these people think
they
are? I was
so confused. You were like mad about
it? I was pissed about it.
Oh, I was just more like boggled. I was like, this is a world? Like, this is a like a whole celebrity world?
Yeah. Well, that's what I couldn't believe is that they were all like talking like they're celebrities and stuff. And I'm like, what the hell is this? This isn't real. Like, none of you are celebrities. This is all fake. And you all have no talent. I was just I was just very, I just didn't understand any of it.
You were like,
And it was all just amateur hour to me, so much so that I could not get my head around why anyone was popular for a long time.
Because you didn't discover that the main demographic on YouTube is 8-year-olds until later.
I thought everyone's just like me, and they all probably are comedy fans or whatever. And why? So then I remember being at Maker Studios, and we were making these cartoon series and stuff. And I was like, oh, like finally people will get to see some shit that like people who were trained to comedy do. And of course, everyone fucking hated half of it. Yeah. So it's one of those things where you realize you eat the humble pie because you realize that your audience is not you.
Yeah.
Your audience is a different group of people that you don't know.
Yeah. And I would say that probably UCB fans, people that go to UCB comedy theaters and like watch the shows, probably don't watch a lot of YouTube, or they're not like subscribers to a lot of YouTube channels.
I remember when I started YouTube after UCB, everyone at UCB was making fun of me for being a YouTube person.
Yeah.
And they were like, you shouldn't do this shit. Shit sucks.
I never mentioned it. I was always like, yeah, I just do like videos for other people's channels, which is true.
And now
what I was
every
doing.
One of those motherfuckers has YouTube channels.
I know.
Trying, you know what I mean? Trying. They all have 12 videos. They all gave up like in 3 days.
Well, yeah, I actually, this is a long story I mentioned before, but like I got sued for doing YouTube videos by my manager because he was so adamantly against me doing YouTube videos. And then I like did them anyway. And then he sued me.
Yeah, the world was against it.
Was so against it. It was like, don't ever mention that you're in a YouTube video. I had to have my name taken out of all the Totally Sketch video titles and like tags and stuff, because on the chance that a casting director might look up Nicky Limo and like see like one of their Totally Sketch thumbnails with like boobs and stuff, I was like, I guess like we're not supposed to talk about it. And then now it's like you have to have your YouTube and all of your social media on your resume at auditions. Like they ask you about it. It's such a different world now.
It is crazy how it's evolved.
So then what, because now you're continuing, you want to do like more traditional like writing stuff. What made you want to make the jump from YouTube? Was that always something you wanted to do?
I mean, once I started focusing, I found myself scripting my videos like years ago.
Okay.
And so I just started scripting my videos. I really liked writing out jokes, that whole kind of thing. And then, it just made sense.
What's your idea generation come from?
What is my what?
Idea generation? Like how do you...
ideas. Yeah. How do you...
I don't know. They just come.
Yeah. Do you like set aside time and you're like, this is the time where I'm going to come up with ideas and shit? Or
no.
When they come to you, you just... Yeah. I try to.
Okay.
I'm kind of like... I'm kind of more like Andrew, I think, where I just get like randomly inspired by things throughout the day, and I like don't necessarily have time to write at that time, but I'll put them in my notes file in my phone, and then I'll look at all them all later and then try to generate, like brainstorm how I can beat those out and like actually make something from those ideas.
One of the best things for me is just talking to people.
Right.
If I can talk to people, then I can usually just start riffing on whatever it is and come up with something through that.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's, I mean, because, that's a completely different but also equally valid way to generate ideas and stuff. I feel myself being more like you, where I was like writing out jokes or at least like beats of what I wanted my video to be like, even if it was an improv video. Like I at least wanted to know like how the beats would go. And Steve, you're very opposite, where like you just are like, we'll find the beats, you know, the structure, which gives me crazy anxiety.
But that's where my training came from, so
But also I think because you didn't used to edit your own videos.
Yes.
I feel like my beating them out came after having to edit my own videos and being so frustrated having to edit around all the improv to get to like the main part that I wanted to get to.
Yeah, and I used to edit all my tough talks, so I kind of learned that way, but I still, when it comes to performing in videos, I just have to come up with it in the moment.
Well, see, that's why I think like the challenge videos, which I was so against in the beginning, I thought they were so stupid and ridiculous and whatever. I was like, I'm an actor, I'm gonna do sketches and that's what I do and blah blah blah. It's stupid. Same kind of attitude like you had to YouTubers at the beginning. You just think you know what you want to do.
You're just full of shit. You just came out of school like with a degree like in comedy or whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? Like that's how you feel. And then you're like, what? These people don't have my degree, so they suck. You know what I mean? It's like it's the same fucking cocky shit.
But then you like actually do the challenges, and it's funny because you could do all the improv and everything you want inside of the challenges, and that I felt like was such a fun middle ground where it's structured in the way that like we're gonna do this challenge, and here's what you do in the challenge. But then you get to like shine your own personality and perspective like through it, and isn't that what all storytelling is anyway? It's all just like, this is the vehicle for me to tell this story. And so that's why got me around to doing like more of those type of videos. But now you're doing more of the scripted stuff, and how's that going?
Because
there's a lot of people I feel like that listen that want to do like more writing and traditional, and like how do you how do you start? Like, how do you just go
Do? I took some classes. I took, like, sketch writing classes at UCB, and that gave me, that taught me how to, like, use the software.
Yeah.
But then Alexis has been such a good, like, Alexis partner. Chisel. Yeah.
Yes.
And, like, I mean, she's sold the show before, and she's, like, writes all the time. So I've learned so much from her.
That's so, so cool.
Yeah. And, like, I follow this screenwriting subreddit that is has, like, interesting resources to, like, help out.
Is it fixing movies? Which one?
No, I think it's just screenwriting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I think just I think just doing it is where I've learned most.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what I think too.
Yeah. What made you become a writer?
Keep doing it.
I don't know.
Cool. I think like when he was doing the like when you were beating out your sketch.
Yeah,
your,
I guess like
videos.
My videos. I would.
The thing you got the most fun out of was writing the jokes and stuff.
And being able to like set things up like earlier in the video for like later.
Right.
And just have like running. Yeah. I just saw a lot of value in scripting. So like honestly, like a lot of my videos were scripts like start to finish. Like, hey guys, it's Andrew.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And blah, 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 blah.
That would just help you get it done, huh?
Yeah. Well, and hey guys, it's Andrew. And was always a good. Like it, a good like prompt, if you will.
Because then I would videos like, are so hard.
Yeah, because then I would do another joke. I'd say, "Hey guys, it's Andrew and joke, intro thing."
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That's like how a lot of SNL alums to get a voice, like to get into a voice, they have like a phrase that they say to repeat it and repeat it and repeat it and get just to get into it.
Even as an actor, like in like. In movies and stuff, different actors, either a voice or a certain style of walking, like we'll get them into a character or like a certain, like they'll have like certain visuals that they look at and it'll get them to into a character. But like finding the voice and like the body, the physical movement was like their biggest thing. I thought that was interesting. So I feel like you just got the most fun out of the writing aspect of your videos and you're like, hey, where can this go?
Yeah.
But I'm glad you brought that up about going to like the UCB sketch writing classes because I feel like a lot of, especially younger people I see on YouTube that are funny and they like to write their videos out. They're like, well, since I'm so natural at being funny and writing and I have this following already, like I'm good. Like I don't need to go to classes. Yeah. And it's so the opposite.
Yeah.
Like you take that natural talent and then you get better at it through doing classes and it helps you be able to repeat your talent because sometimes like raw talent, you'll nail it and you're like, oh my God, I'm golden. And then like you can't repeat it. Like people ask you to do, okay, well, write another thing. And like you can't do it again because you don't know what it is that made the first thing good.
Yeah.
And so classes like that like really help. Okay, so you went through all that and you're like obsessed with your craft, which is awesome. And you're working with Alexis and you're writing, you guys wrote a show, right?
Yeah, we've been working on a pilot for That's about so a year cool. and a half, yeah.
What's it about? Or do you want not want to say?
Yeah, maybe I.
Yeah,
won't
maybe
say.
Don't say.
Yeah,
but How when it comes out, we'll tell you guys.
I mean, the whole pilot. I
oh,
guess.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we finished the first draft of the pilot. I feel like last holidays, like last Christmas, like a year ago, and we've just been. It's like a completely different pilot now through all of our like notes and reworks.
See, I love that.
I love it too.
Yeah, right.
It's been so fun. I feel like I've learned so much through just like. Making the draft better.
Yeah, because I used to hate that. Yeah. I used to be like, ugh, I don't want to like write this whole thing and then we're going to change it and change it and change it. But then I found that that was like the most fun. It was like taking this like shell of an idea that you had that was good and then making it better and better.
Yeah.
That's why for me, first drafts, I just got to vomit all of it out and then you just kind of work it from there.
That's the key. I get so caught up on like, how should I phrase this action?
Yeah.
And I can just spend, like, I can take forever to, like, type email. I'm, like, the slowest writer to be a writer. but Alexis is really good at being, like, we need to go. Like, let's go. Like, just doobie-doobie-doo. We'll come back. And then I feel like I feel like it, like, balances us when we work together.
Yeah.
Because sometimes she's, like, let's go. And I'm, like, no, that's not good. That could be a lot funnier. Let's stay.
I like that too about her. I've written a few sketches with her, and I think it's a good balance of strengths and weaknesses where I'm not good at moving along either, where I'll get stuck on like one part and I'm like, no, I want this line to be like perfect. Like there's a better way to punch this like joke up or whatever. And she is really good at like getting, let's just get all of it out. Like let's just get it on paper. I think that's
what I love about writing with my buddy Michael is that we will come up with jokes, and if it doesn't land in the room with that little piece of electricity when you get a good joke in, then we just move on, and we just and we just keep on hitting it until we get the joke out, or if it's not working, we leave what we have, what the intention of the joke was, and then we move on. We get shit done quick that way.
Sometimes I also just will write joke about blank, and then I'll like come back.
I love that.
Just put in the framework for like
So when it comes to you later, like your subconscious mind is kind of thinking about it already.
Yeah, or just to like get through it, you know, because I feel like the punch-ups are kind of almost easier than...
They are.
Yeah.
And they're just fun. They're way more fun.
Yeah.
You're not figuring out structure still.
Yeah.
That's so true. So do you write every day? What's like your...
I should.
Yeah.
I don't.
What's your like average day like? Because you're balancing YouTube too.
Yeah. Right? It kind of depends on the day. I'm honestly trying to figure out what I'm doing with my YouTube. I'm like really not sure.
I think that's all of us.
I think that's
general malaise, general burnout.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and just like trends keep changing, algorithms keep changing. It's like, do you want to keep up with the trend, or do you want to like kind of like do more stuff that you think you might be more passionate about? It's like always just a, can we weave the two together?
Yeah.
It's always just so ever changing on YouTube.
Yeah.
I admire people like Rhett and Link that can like, or Phil DeFranco that have been able to like have a format that is everlasting. Like just no matter what, that will be relevant.
I'm doing the same thing every time.
Exactly. Yeah, sure. And it's like,
and
just
you can
a train
it with
that
different
just keep
stuff.
Right. Having refillable content.
As they say.
Yeah.
Evergreen, as they say as well.
I don't know. I love that. I also think that I don't have the stamina. I think I get bored too easy. I don't think I could ever like do a format for that long, but I still watch those channels.
Yeah.
And I think that's so cool that they've been able to like continually keep up. But yeah, you doing YouTube's hard, guys.
Yeah. And I don't know. I feel like I kind of grew up on it.
Yeah.
You know, I like went through puberty and then started a YouTube channel the next day.
That's so interesting too.
Yeah. So it's like I gotta like grow up myself, you know, like
oh my God,
what do I do with my channel? I gotta like be like, what do I do with myself?
If I had a channel in puberty, it'd be a nightmare, dude.
Yeah.
Just cause you know, things that happen in high school where you're like, I want to put somebody on blast, or like, can't believe this shit happened to me. I'm going to fucking talk about it. Or like, I'm going to cry about this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like all this stuff that kids go through right now. I'm like, dang, dude, I would be a mess.
Yeah. I'm definitely jealous of the older generation.
Really? Why? Well, that's so interesting.
I don't know if it's, well, I don't know. I'd say the older generation and the newer generation.
Right. Yeah.
Like my roommate Chris, he's like gone to college and he's like, he's only 4 years older than me, but that's like so much
time. So much happens in that time. Yeah. Because I feel like 21 is like, you're new. You're like new to being adults.
Yeah.
You're very new. Yeah.
I feel like a new person every single year.
Same.
Yeah.
So it's weird because you're always just like looking at the other side. Because I'm always like, man, I'm so jealous of like this newer generation that if I had known from the very beginning what I wanted to make my YouTube channel about, and then it's just about like honing that and like trying new things within that structure, I don't know. I feel like I maybe could have grown it faster or something, like, because it's all about niche content now.
Yeah.
Whereas like when we came up, it was about like throwing everything on the wall and seeing what sticks.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, sometimes I'm like, is it too late to just start all over and like do a new thing? Or is it even worth it to start a brand new YouTube channel because people have already seen my face on my own channel? Or I get caught up all the time in like, what's the best route to go with how YouTube is today? And or social media in general, because all social media's changed over the past 10 years.
Yeah, it's
Instagram insane. Was like 2011 it came out. And I remember when we first started, it was like food pictures.
Yeah.
And then now it's like that's a whole platform on its own.
Food pictures and bikini pictures and yoga people pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, you got to have like good pictures and like have a theme and like all kinds of shit. And I'm like, oh, it's too much for me to think about.
I miss Daily Booth.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
A good time.
That's a callback. Yeah. I feel like Daily Booth owners are just crying about Instagram.
Yeah.
Dude, I would cry.
Yeah.
It's like, I had the idea first.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be so
yeah.
mad.
Yeah.
And then Facebook bought Instagram out. So,
yo,
like,
dude.
If you imagine being a Daily Booth person and you're like, not only are people not on Daily Booth, but I didn't get bought by Facebook and I had the idea first.
That is heavy.
Yeah.
Sorry, Daily Booth owners. Mm. Yeah. What else? I mean, what else are you doing? what else are you figuring out in life?
Yeah, I've got
relationships.
Whatever.
Don't worry about it.
That's a good answer.
I've been really into. So I have a lot of food energy. I have a lot of cooking energy.
Oh yeah,
I make a lot of
cooking. Okay.
Because that wasn't like
Andrew
real
had a
cooking.
Format called Holiday Cooking with Andrew.
I did. It was my most popular series where I took two things, put them together. Ha ha ha. Comedy show, not a cooking show. and yeah, so I make a lot of like, I'm really passionate about like vegan cooking.
Yeah.
And like replicate, like just how you can like.
Make foods into other foods.
It's wizardry, man.
Yeah,
I gotta
say, so cool.
It's fucking alchemy.
I love all the science in it. And
what
like,
the vegans do with beans is insane.
Yeah.
What they do with freaking sprouts is nuts. Like they make cotton candy out of sprouts or whatever. It's ridiculous.
That's how I got into the vegan cooking too, because I'm not vegan. I'm pescatarian, but I eat mostly plant-based at home, but I originally got into it because I just thought it was so freaking fascinating that you could make like all these different foods and that you didn't need dairy because you could like make you could replicate every dairy item, and I personally think it tastes better than dairy. And I had always kind of had an aversion to dairy, not because I have lactose intolerant or anything. I just didn't like the taste of it. I've never liked the taste of milk or cheese or butter or any of that. And then I love the plant-based
version. I never liked cake very much. It's like, oh, geez, good for you.
I didn't like chocolate or donuts or ice cream until after I went through puberty.
Wow.
Like, I didn't like cheese at all.
What
a fun
kid you were.
I know.
Jesus.
I'm a weirdo. My favorite food was broccoli.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like
no
that.
I had no friends in high school.
I didn't have any friends.
Yeah,
wow. I did not have friends to tell me otherwise.
Dude, nothing beats like you're eating a chocolate lava cake Nikki made, and I'm like, what's this made out of? And she's like, lima beans. And it's just nuts.
It
blows my mind.
It's cool. And I'm really into making like my own like meat and cheese substitutes.
Yeah, like seitan.
Yeah.
Seitan's actually good.
Yeah.
I don't like tofu, but I like seitan.
Well, it depends on the person making the seitan.
True. There are a lot of ways to do it.
Some bad ones.
Well, there's a Thai place that does the seitan thing, and it's excellent.
Mm, what is that? Where?
It's called Hope.
Yeah.
Hope. Oh, yeah. Healthy, organic, positive eating.
Yeah. You know.
They do actually bomb.
Sponsored by Hope.
Seitan with the, what do you call it? The penang?
All the Thai dishes.
Yeah.
But so you're making seitan?
Yeah, I've got a really good rib recipe that I've got going.
Really?
I've
never tried that.
So good.
Barbecue rib?
Yeah, they're a big thing amongst the friends. It's like when it's rib night, it's rib night.
Andrew's doing rib night.
Seitan rib night.
Yeah, so I post a lot on my Instagram story and there's a lot of interest. So I'm trying
to figure out
what to do with that.
I feel like you could bring it back with Andrew's holiday, maybe not call it Andrew's holiday cooking, but like people like cooking on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't been able to stop doing Tasty Tuesday. I love doing it, but like sometimes coming up with a recipe each week, I'm like, maybe I can stop doing this.
Yeah.
And then I just keep doing it.
Have you considered just selling ribs, man?
Well, so yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very into the idea of doing like a pop-up. Like a pop-up restaurant where I have like three items on the menu.
That would be so fun.
Like a food truck vibe.
And then you could vlog it.
Yeah. And I could be like, hey, come.
Yeah.
Dude, our friends do, they do tea.
Oh, yeah. Like matcha tea.
Matcha tea.
Oh, yeah.
And they blast on social media that they're going to be there and stuff. And then a bunch of people come and they open stores that way. And it's just super successful for them.
Yeah.
Also, like, I was just talking to this guy who just randomly got into like making vegan cheese. Like, he's not even vegan, I don't think, but he's lactose intolerant or whatever. And anyway, he got into like making nut cheeses and he just like liked them and his friends liked them. And then he started selling it at farmers markets and he ended up making so much money that he quit his job because like he's making making like 10 grand a week selling like almond cheese at a farmer's market. And he has these like big machines and vats that he just makes almond cheese all day. And like,
wow,
he's making buttloads of money.
I love seeing a helicopter. People are like, hey, what do you do? He's like, I make cheese.
Vegan cheese. Not real cheese.
I love that, man.
Yeah. Isn't that rad? I'm like, for a second, I was like, I'm going to change my whole life. I'm just going to make nut cheese.
That's like that Wolf of Wall Street scene. He's like, hey, man, Jordan, what do you do, man? You know what I mean? Remember that scene?
No, I don't remember. With
Jonah Hill? He's like, hey, Jordan, what do you do?
No.
Oh, man.
Wow, I haven't seen it as much as you. But I'm sure it's a valid reference.
Great scene. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, we are going to take a break. But when we come back, Andrew is going to help us answer all of your burning questions. By the way, if you have a question, you could always email us at podcast@nikki.limo. NIKKI.LIMO. See you after the break.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
And I just wanted to take this time to give a quick shout out to our Patreon, Sticky Studios. You can get there by going to patreon.com/sticky. That's STIKKI. It's a combination of Steve and Nikki, if you didn't guess. We launched it last month. If you didn't know about it, we do a bonus episode every month.
Should They Don't Tell You After Dark.
Yeah, Should They Don't Tell You After Dark. We also hang out with you guys on Discord. There's a couple different channels on Discord. We're always having notifications on, so we're always hanging out there. And we also do a monthly live stream, which is Patreon exclusive. So I wanted to give a shout out to our patrons that joined us last month. And starting with, by the way, if we bought your name, it's because you have a weird name, okay?
That's right. You did it.
Okay, you did it. Our mouths are really good at pronunciating things.
Things like Air Up Productions.
Yeah, Air Up Productions. Albert Mata. Alexander Ellison. Ali Sabar. Alondra Cruz. Amber Walker. Amy. Just Amy. Andrea C. Annika Coops. Antonio G, April, Ashley, Beck, Bill Chandler, Brian Z.
Can I see this one?
Yes.
Cake.
Good job.
Thank you.
Cassie Fleischman, Cassie Keguin.
Celeste Hernandez, I am assuming, because it's
it got cut off. Yeah, it got cut off, but we were hoping it's Hernandez.
It could just be Hernando.
It could be like Hernananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananan Krista Delano.
Chris Madison.
Cleveland Collins.
Well, that's a sick name.
Yeah, that is really sick.
Corey West.
It sounds like a drink.
I'll take a Cleveland
Collins.
It really does. Sounds like it's got iced tea in it.
Daniel Bion?
Darren Guman.
Dean Gulberry. Derek Elliott. Douglas in the house.
Love it. Elysio.
Yulong Jang?
Roman.
Florian Farhanberg. It got cut off.
And maybe it's for the best. I'm kidding.
Farhanberger.
Oh, Farhanberger. Yeah, I see. Florian. Now we actually
joined us in the live stream. I recognize.
Yes, we love Florian.
I recognize your name.
Gayla.
He's got kids.
Lens. Yes, he does. And he encouraged us to have children too.
Yes. He says they're a nightmare and also the best thing ever.
George Kimmel. We won't be mentioning his name.
Grace. Haley Smith.
Hiroki.
Jasmine Munoz.
Jeremy Lamb.
Jesse Gra.
Jeremy Lamb. Jess with one S.
Jess with one S. Joel C.
Jonathan Wood.
Woodberry.
Oh, I would have had that wrong. I would have said Woods.
Jose Jaime Esquire Patricio.
No, that's sick.
No, not Esquire.
Jose Esquivel. Jaime Esquivel Patricio.
I would have guessed Esquire if I hadn't expanded
that. That's almost Games of Thrones long,
but that's pretty good. Katie Williams Purston. Katie Beth Austin. Kaylee. Excuse us, the page is lit.
Yeah, sorry.
Keanu Maui Guevara. Wow, that's so Hawaiian.
Keith Osorio.
Kevin Key. Kristen.
Conrad Kirsten. Tempe.
Larissa. Lauren Jackson.
Lean.
Leah. It's not. That's an H.
Oh. I'll be damned.
Yeah. Leah Sanders. Leigh Finkelstein.
Lindsay McKay.
Liza Grant. Lorraine Hargrove.
Okay. That's what her name is.
MK.
Mayreed.
Oh, she has a pronunciation, or he has.
O'Leary.
Mar-Raid.
Oh, Mar-Raid O'Leary.
Mar-Raid O'Leary.
Mari.
Marquet. Sorry, I skipped a few. Mari, Marlene Pignon, Marquet, Mark, Megan Koslov, Michael Gaskins, Michael Leong, Mike Dougherty.
Oh.
Naressa Aguirre.
Ness. Nick K. Naomi Gonzalez. Naomi Rodriguez.
Pam.
Pantha.
Pantha Rossa.
Wow.
Pathana. Sorry.
Pathana Rossa.
Pathana Rossa.
Rachel Pratt.
Rachel Peterson. Rachel Underwood. Rael Coleman. Richard Bingham.
Rick Romero.
Samantha Anderson. Yeah.
Yep, nailed it. Sammy23.
Sarah Jackson.
Shauna Wesley.
Wesley Rosa. Sheila Marie.
Jermaine Chu.
Shin Engram.
Shorter Nikki.
And
plus
Chad Makeup Monday.
I wonder who they are.
Smriti Sassadran.
Stacy.
Yeah. Steve Hampton.
Steven.
This hippie loves you.
Thomas McParland.
And Toshido Paz.
Erki Idiogoras.
Nefarate.
We nailed it.
Nailed it.
That's what your name actually is.
Vanessa Alvarez. Wesley Kugler. Wesley Kugler.
Xiomara Cruz.
Zach Dobberthine and Zachary Zadak. Now, it is not going to take us this long to go through all of the patrons every month, but we will be shouting out new patrons
yes.
every single month. Also, if you want to hang out with us, come check it out. Patreon.com/sticky. We will be there hanging out.
And also, Zachary Zadak, I'm sure you've graduated last every single time you went to any school.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, this does feel like graduation. It's around graduation time right now.
It is.
Hope you enjoyed that graduation of regular people unto patrons.
Thank you all for being part of Sticky Studios.
Yeah.
And if you're just about to join us, thank you for joining. And
don't forget to rate us.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we're back. Thank you for sticking around. Andrew, thank you for sticking around as well.
No problem.
Are you ready to answer some deeply personal questions?
I am. Let's dive in.
Okay.
First of all, what are your credentials for these questions that you're about to answer?
Oh, yeah. List your life credentials.
Please. I've done tons of Andrew's advice videos.
Ooh. That's great.
You know?
How many?
Tons of Q&As.
Okay, good.
Probably about, I guess it's maybe probably only like 8 or 9.
That's a lot.
Okay.
That's a lot. That's enough.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That's like a season of Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we just watched 24 hours of Game of Thrones. So now those references are stuck in my head.
Gotcha.
I'm a Throneser now.
I haven't gotten into it.
Well, I can't relate to you anymore.
Yeah. We
I'm
used
sorry.
To, yesterday we would relate. Today,
it's a different
relate.
Day. It's a different world now for me.
Dang it.
So our first question wishes to remain anonymous. It's kind of a lengthy one, so maybe I'll try to skim it. But dear Nikki and Steve and Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your podcast. It's the only podcast I listen to because it's the only good podcast in my opinion. Oh my God, you have excellent opinions.
Hell yeah. All the other podcasts suck. We mean it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, no, I'm humble. I like other podcasts too, but we try our best. I've been a fan of both of you since 2011.
So fair.
Here's my situation. I fell for a young lady at the last job I worked at. Unfortunately, this young lady is a pathological liar, and most of my coworkers warned me about her, both men and women who have been done wrong by her. Being stupid and seeing that she never gave me a reason not to trust her, I gave her a chance. She was super sweet and endearing to me right from the start. We would text each other at first to just check up on one another when we wouldn't see each other at work, and all that dumb cute shit. So I figured, why not go for it? She never gave me a reason to think she was lying. We worked in a furniture store, and as you know, sometimes business could be very slow. I found myself hooking up with her in the back room of our work on multiple occasions.
Wow.
When we would close the store and by ourselves, and even on some occasions where we wouldn't be by ourselves. Ooh, scandalous.
All that furniture, too, man.
And people bought that furniture.
That's tight.
Eventually, we were supposed to go on a date, and she stood me up without even giving me a reason. In fact, she blocked me on Snapchat and Instagram. I showed up to the date because I have balls, and I'm a man of my word.
My man.
I waited for about 20 minutes, and that was when I realized she had blocked me on Snapchat. Also, all my calls went straight to her voicemail. I headed back home and did the reasonable thing. I made the choice to kick her out of my life. I sent her a text to never try to call me back or try to reach me ever again, because this wasn't the first time she stood me up, but it was the first time she stood me up without giving me a reason, or more realistically, an excuse. She stood me up once before and told me it was because it was too late to catch a movie. On that occasion, we planned to catch a movie after work one night. I didn't hear from her for about a month after she stood me up the second time. And then out of the blue, she messaged me on Instagram. She sent me, "Hey," that was it. So I did the reasonable thing and blocked her on all forms of social media. Lately, I've been getting text messages from girls with different names, but with the same number. I have a reason to believe that it is her, considering the fact I haven't burned my bridges down with anybody where I currently live. So it's unlikely for it to be anybody from home. She's been popping into my mind from time to time, and I've considered reaching out to her. I really do not want to, because I know that if I do and I fall for her again, it could end really bad for me. I do not do well with breakups, so based off my past experiences, I'm making the choice to keep her out of my life. Do you guys think I'm making the right choice, or do you think I should reach out to her and try it all over again?
Give her a fifth chance, dude.
Consider this. We've only known each other for about 4 months, but I knew from the start that there was definitely an attraction between us. I have been told that chicks need time, and all relationships develop through hard work and making choices that are not very logical. I now run completely off logic and not emotion.
I can tell.
Because when I ran off emotion, I found myself getting into a lot of trouble. I personally do not think I should contact her again, but I'm interested in hearing the opinion of you two. Thanks for everything you guys do. You're both awesome. And so is Andrew. He said that.
He said that. First of all, bro, you're way technically minded, man.
Yeah, this is a lot of detail.
Yeah, lots of detail. That was this whole story.
Yeah. He was like, well, and then this happened.
But the way that he's overthinking everything really, really hard, mm-hmm. when he's getting very clear signals from her that she's not interested anymore.
Yeah.
And instead of just accepting the conclusion of that, he's like running circles in his own head about what's going on.
And even though you hooked up with her, it doesn't mean that she's also not hooking up with other people. And then she maybe got more attracted to the other people, unfortunately. Sorry. Just, you know, she hasn't learned how to communicate that she doesn't not mm-hmm. is not interested.
All she knows is to ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say, no, get out. Stop it.
Get out.
Yeah.
Like the movie.
Get just out. Like the movie and like the plot as well.
Yeah, you know, pathological liar, it's hard because I bet she said a lot of things to you that made you feel like you were special, and that's why you're hung up on her. But if she just ghosts you out of nowhere, I mean, unless you're leaving out details, which I don't think you are because that was a lot of details. If she's going to do that, I don't think that she really meant all those things completely genuinely.
Well, especially if she reaches back out and just says, "Hey,"
right
after ghosting you for that long.
Yeah,
that just tells me that this is a kind of person. This is no offense to you, brother or sister. I think it's brother.
Mm-hmm.
No offense to you, man, but I think that you take the littlest things that she gives you and you blow them up into the very big things
because that's what you want to.
Yes,
to
because that's what you want to hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she says, you know, like, "I like you," or "I think you're cool," or whatever, and you're going like, "Wow, we're gonna get married, I love you." All right, I'm not saying you're thinking that, but you're blowing it up to a level that is not reciprocated.
Yeah. I've dated people before that, like they seem, I almost believe their own bullshit while they're saying it, but I think it's more that they get off on you believing them than they do actually like saying a genuine thing. Like, they'll take things that they know about you and they'll like spin it and make them sound like very romantic or whatever. Yeah. And then they just completely do an opposite action.
Yeah.
Like go have sex with someone else.
Yes, manipulation. Yeah.
Yeah. Manipulation. And I don't know if this girl's a pathological liar, but if she is, like, that seems,
I don't know what evidence there is of that.
If she's never lied to you personally, then I don't know.
Other than maybe just standing you up, but that's not really lying.
Yeah. But I mean, ghosting on its own is
ghosting
shitty.
Sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
I think getting stood up and then getting blocked.
Yeah.
And then getting a "hey" later. I think that
it's
pretty
weird.
Think you have all your signs there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Andrew has a lot of credentials.
That's the only answer you need right there from Andrew.
Yes. Okay. Next, this question is from a very humble fan. That's what they signed off with. Hey guys, mainly Steve. And Andrew, probably. My life is in need of changing, and I have come to you, for I know that you are people that can change it. I am 16, and I'm about to take my IGCSEs, some British exam BS, but the problem is I can't find any motivation to study. My grades are actually pretty great, but I never study, and I would love to do better. But I can't convince myself that it's truly worth it. And it's not just studying. I can't really motivate myself to do much of anything. I just don't care that much about anything. I would love to work out more before summer too, but I can never stick to a plan. I'm pretty fit, and I guess my brain is fine with it, and it doesn't think it's worth it to work that hard only to see finite results. Please help me start caring more about things and find the motivation to complete whatever goals I set. From a very humble fan, Ivan.
Ivan, what do you care about? I guess would be my question to you.
Mm. Well, apparently nothing.
Well, right. But there's got to be something, right? Does he have a poster in his room of something that he likes? Or, like, is there something out there that he enjoys?
He sounds content, which is a terrible place to be if you have goals.
Yeah.
Because you're often motivated by, you know, a disparity in what you want and what you have, you know? And so that's what motivates you to do better and do more. You, like, want to achieve something greater. But if you're content, it's really easy to just not.
Yeah.
You know what he needs? Hmm. He needs a rival, dude.
Mm. Ooh.
Nothing in life has helped me more than having rivals that I want to destroy.
That's true.
Through success.
Yeah.
I guess I could see that.
A pretty good motivator.
Yeah.
It's the best for me.
Because when you see your rivals win and you're like, I could do it better.
I'm going to do better. I'm going to win. Yeah.
They're a terrible person.
I've been in this guy's footsteps where I'm like, well, I'm good enough at all these things. Good enough, good enough, good enough. Mm-hmm. But then I see somebody else doing it, whoever they are, by the way. I don't have to know them. And then I'm like, no, I can be better than this person. Fuck that shit. I'm not going to let them win. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to be better than them. You know what I'm saying? And then it gives you a rung on a ladder to reach for.
Yeah.
I had to stop doing that, I think, years ago. Like, I don't know, probably like 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. I think I used to do that more often. But it wasn't ever people I knew. It was like celebrities. It was like, ooh, I could do what they do or whatever. But I found that it just gave more power to the negativity rather than like boosting up my motivation. And that's just a different, like, we operate differently. Steve operates on anger. He like loves like he uses anger as fuel, and anger just makes me really sad. So I have to like eliminate that. So for me, I'm like, I have to look at more of the positive motivating factors, like, ooh, this is the life that I would like to have, not comparing to somebody else and like, oh, it's going to be better than what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's smart.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, was mine smart too?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, thank
you. Different strokes for different folks.
One of the things I'm most terrified of is waking up one day and not being angry anymore.
Really?
Yeah, honestly. Because then I won't know what to do creatively with myself, because it's always almost sparked through anger, through the fires of anger.
That's so weird, because I feel like your style, like when you're like joking in a video and stuff, I feel like it's more jovial. Like it's
I'm a positive person.
Yeah, that's what's so interesting about you, is that
I just use it as a technique. You see what I'm saying?
No.
It's like how I have rivals as a technique. Yeah, it helps me. Yeah. I don't really want to kill anybody or hurt anybody, you know, career-wise
you
or
just,
anything.
It like, it in your brain.
It just helps me build an engine for my vehicle to take me places.
That's so interesting. Because for me, I have trouble getting out of an emotion. So if I get angry over something and then I go try to film a video, I'm angry in that video.
Yeah.
Like I can't just be like, oh, it's a video now, and now I'm like happy and gonna be like lighthearted. Like I'm still angry because I've like revved myself up about anger.
Right. So for me, the anger is the kernel, the spark that starts the idea process.
Huh.
Yeah. That's... it's like how I'm pissed about how people think that Game of Thrones is so much smarter than The Bachelor, for example.
Right.
That's a bit I've been doing lately, because I just think that that's the same fucking exact thing.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
So I get pissed about it, and then I get to riff on it because I can't believe people honestly believe that this shit is more advanced or smarter in some way than The Bachelor were. Like, literally, Game of Thrones, they kill people off in every episode. The Bachelor, they hand somebody a rose and they're like, you're off the show. Like Game of Thrones, they have naked people every 10 minutes. The Bachelor, they have a jacuzzi scene every 10 minutes. It's the same shit. So, you know what I'm saying? And they have the same kind of plot line, same kind of like, oh, my sister's kind of hot or whatever is going on.
Well,
same
shit.
Constantly. Constantly.
That everyone's was a plot line on The Bachelor.
Excuse me, everyone's hot on the show.
Okay, but not their sisters.
No, even when they bring the families and their sisters hot.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, to me, our society likes to do this shit where we all like to pretend like we're smarter than we are by what we watch and like by the books that are on our shelves. Mm-hmm. And this is what how I'm just see what I'm saying. So I just started with the anger and I can riff.
Mm, okay, so yeah. So I can get that because when writing stand-up bits, I would take observations and then I would add like an attitude onto it. Like, am I angry about this? Or even if I wasn't angry about it or sad about it or scared about it, picking those over like a positive emotion was easier to write from. Or also doing the opposite thing. Like if I was angry about something in real life, being like, I'm so happy that, you know, everyone's fighting over nothing right now. Mm-hmm. You know, like adding a positive emotion to something that I actually feel angry about. So I could see how that could be.
Like when Machine Gun Kelly came after Eminem with his diss track, I was fucking pissed. I'm like, dude, you like literally Machine Gun Kelly, you're not saying anything better than Eminem's already said about himself. Like that guy fucking comes down on himself harder than anything you've ever even imagined in your head. So like, what the hell are you talking about? Like none of this shit's
even
good.
Are you flirting with me?
No, right? I'm trying to get laid there. But no, but my point is like that's what starts it for me and gets it going so that I can play.
I see.
Yeah.
What people don't know is that Steve is like often just stewing in his office all day though. So that's why I didn't understand at first.
Yeah, true.
Because I'm like, how does this man stew in his office all day and get angry? Like he'll read like angry articles and like just kind of just
helps me
be
so
in an angry mood. And then he goes and like is very jovial and funny in your videos.
And I don't yell at you?
No.
I ever yell at you?
No, you'd have no anger problems at all. He's just an angry person, though.
Thank you.
Like an angry...
That makes a lot of sense. I was like reading something, I forget, so I'm not going to give a good transcription of it, but it was something like, there's like four different types of like motivators. There's like some people are angry, some people are scared, some people are sad, and then there's like another one.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it is. And that's been really interesting because I can like see
angle.
I can see like what motivates like the people around me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh yes, he's motivated by his anger. She's motivated by fear.
Yeah. It's like a lens that people put on. It's like you're. Two people can be saying the same thing, but then the way they go about saying it is like through this like perspective and lens. So Steve is through anger.
Yeah, and it's one of the things I learned in improv, like come into a scene with an emotion and it helps you so much to figure out where you're going.
So maybe that's what this guy needs is just emotions. Mm-hmm. Like it sounds he's kind of also kind of apathetic.
He's disconnected from his emotions.
Right. That's a terrible place to be in too. So maybe watch like emotionally moving movies or like reads books or anything that like gets your emotions kind of going, because then you can find out from there, it'll guide you to what you're actually passionate about, what you feel strongly about, things like that. I think a lot of times you have a wall up because you're just like on autopilot and you're like, I can't let emotions affect my day. Mm-hmm. But emotions are a good thing. They're good things to feel. They're a good way to get motivated, because whether you're motivated by anger or fear or positive stuff or sadness.
Or apathy for this guy.
But he's not, I don't think anyone's motivated by apathy.
Yeah,
I think you need like a strong emotion to be motivated by anything. Mm-hmm. So maybe just like do some deep dives on yourself and like find out like what you're moved by and like the way that you're moved by it. Maybe sadness isn't strong for you, but anger is, or vice versa. And then you can kind of go in that route. Though I do agree with you, if you're already getting good grades, I don't see a reason to study.
Do not study. You can slack on that.
Study. I think that's just a bunch of bullshit. I don't like it. I used to study like right before the test.
Also, another tip for this guy is just to build a routine for himself. Just because.
Yeah, routines are good.
Just because. Not with a goal in mind per se, because he's not interested in goals right now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just build a routine for yourself just to get a routine going.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I don't know if you're into this, but tracking things really helps me. I like getting stickers for things. So if like I did 5 days of something, I get a sticker. And sometimes if I do 4 days and then on the fifth day, I'm like, I don't really want to do this thing, but I know I won't get the sticker. I'll do the thing.
Where does the sticker live, though? Is it in a shelf?
It's in my journal.
So you already have the sticker.
Oh, you mean the sticker pack?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I can't. But I get it. I get to put it on. I get to stick
it. Oh, you get
it
to put it on
my tracker.
I see.
Yeah, I get to be like, 5 more days I did that.
Nice.
Yeah. And then after like 30 days, I get a different sticker. Like it's like I earned a badge. Like
see, for me, I already own a booklet of stickers, so I already own the stickers.
But I like I kind of wear different hats, you know? Like I have to kind of multiple personality my shit so that like it's like sometimes I'm the adult and then sometimes that's I'm fun. Not. And even like being self-employed, I feel like I have to do that anyway because I naturally rebel against my boss or whoever the authority figure is. But since I'm my own boss, I'm rebelling against the things that I want to get done.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, we're going to do this, this, and this today. And then I'm like, no, you know what? I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And I rebel against my own shit. So I have to put up like a little progress chart so I earn stickers and stuff. It's just weird.
Dude, when this chick is at Target, she'll get a bunch of stuff in the cart. And then when we're about to leave, she's like, nope, you have to put these back to herself.
Yeah.
I'm not
we're usually drunk.
I can't go to Target anymore.
I'm banned.
Yeah.
It's like $600 at a time, you mean?
Yeah. And also, I mean, Amazon. It's right there. So I feel like
I just like looking and touching it, though.
You don't like being surrounded in corporatism, though? I like being surrounded in products that I don't
need. And being like, oh, I didn't even know I needed that.
Like, sometimes it is fun, but not during the day, but like during the night, like under the influence, it's more fun.
Do you have a problem with the smell of a Target? Because I love the smell of a Target.
No.
It smells like Starbucks and Icy's mixed together.
Yeah. I think I like it. I don't have strong feelings, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like all of it, especially their home decor section.
Oh, their home decor section is really
right. They stepped up their game, and I'm just living for it. And so that's mostly what I fill the shopping cart with is like 1,000 throw pillows. Yeah. And then I'm like, those don't even match. And you have a lot of pillows.
Dude, one day I want to have a sick enough house where I'm like, these gold baubles belong in my room. And they don't just look weird in my room.
You know what I'm saying? Because you have like, so much space that it looks like an accent.
You put on a shelf next to books for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're so sick looking, but I have nothing that would match it, and it all just looks like
ass. I didn't know you were into that.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
I could find a way to make gold baubles work for you.
Thank you. I also want a shiny plane. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I want a metal plane to sit on a shelf.
That's not hard. They have those at Target.
Okay. Well, that's
good Target. Okay, so I hope that helped, Ivan. Just like, you know, Jesus, get in touch with your emotions.
Jesus,
I
would just give you your own podcast, dude. You better go to my Patreon now, bro. All right,
Yeah, if you want to be part of Sticky Studios, we have a Patreon, and it helps support the podcast. It helps support our YouTube channels. It helps support, like, future scripted things that we want to produce and all kinds of stuff like that. But anyway, we're going to move on to voicemails. We only have two voicemails. We have, like, some voice callers that ask questions.
Fine.
If you don't want to write, you can also call us at, what's the number, Mark? I always don't have it written down.
We're going to get it.
You don't have it.
Mark just...
You know what? We will have it by the end of this episode.
Mark
so stay
just threw
tuned
a bunch of papers
want.
In the air.
If you want the number, we'll mention it at the end of this episode. Okay. So we have a voicemail. Let's see.
Hi, Nikki and Steve. Trying this again because I called earlier and I took too long to save my message because I haven't done this before. But I'll get straight to the point this time. I was listening to one of your guys' previous podcasts about relationships, and Nikki, you talked about how before you and Steve got married, you used to have those dreams that Steve would break up with you or leave you for another girl, and he would be really mean and really cold about it, and like he wouldn't have any remorse. And basically, long story short, that kind of happened to me with my ex now. My ex broke up with me about 1 week ago, and he did it really cold. You know, he was just like, he did it over the phone, and everything he said was just really cold, really mean, and it just didn't make sense with, you know, everything we've been through and how he used to act to me, and it didn't make sense. Like, you would have never expected it coming. Obviously, there's more to the story, but I guess my question is, how do you get over this? How do you feel better about this? Because I'm obviously really hurt about it, you know. I've never been spoken to so meanly, like in a breakup, and it just hurt. So if you guys could give me some advice on how to get over a guy who hurt me really bad, which I felt was very undeserving, but at the same time, I still kind of want him back because I miss him. Love your guys' podcast, and I hope to hear my question answered in your next podcast. Thanks.
Aww.
Dang, bro.
Yeah.
So... I think I know what happened here.
Okay.
When I was in high school, I broke up with my then girlfriend of 2 years or whatever the hell. And in order for me to successfully break up with her, I couldn't be nice or I couldn't break up with her. Mm. I had to like put on a character that was not me in order to just get this thing done.
Yeah, but was it out of nowhere, or did you guys have problems beforehand?
Because she was like just a real bitch sometimes.
She's saying it's out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So I feel like I was having those dreams about Steve because of trauma from past relationships, because that had happened before, where it kind of happened out of the blue, where I thought things were going really well, and then I confronted my then boyfriend about something I'd heard. He denied it and basically said I was crazy, because how could he, because he loves me so much. And then he ended up calling me later and being really cold and being like, yeah, I did do that thing and I'm pursuing this other girl and that's it. And then we just ended. Yeah. And it was just out of nowhere.
So the dream was fearful that I would do the same.
Yeah. But like when I dreamt about it with you, you were like really mean, like to my face about it. Like this guy was really cold, but like you were actually mean. Like, why would I love you? Like all kinds
of stuff.
So I think that was kind of like my deepest fears being projected in combination with that trauma from a past relationship. But I get that weird like conflict of feelings where this person hurt you so much, but then like you still miss them because you weren't over it emotionally. Like you were still in it, like you were still in a relationship, and so your like body didn't have time to like really process what the fuck just happened. So it's still like, wait, but I still love them, wait, but they hurt me really bad. And it's like it's really hard to, because if a relationship, usually when relationships end, you like kind of slowly go downhill until like, okay, like we saw this coming. Yeah, both sure. of us saw this coming. But when it just happens out of the blue, it's like you don't know how to feel, because like you still have feelings, but you don't want to have those feelings. And it's like your body's betraying you because you logically don't want to like this person anymore. Yeah. And so I get that. And I think it's just by repeating over and over like how someone that truly loves and cares about you wouldn't have done that to you.
Yes.
That makes it clear to your body and mind that maybe it wasn't real.
It's not your responsibility to know where they're coming from either, man.
Right.
Sometimes somebody's mean to you, and then you don't have to sit there and try to figure out why they're mean to you. Like they're just sometimes you can just go, they were a dick to me, and I don't know what else to do other than to move on. And that's an easier said than done thing.
And they did it because they have their own issues, and you don't know when they're going to resolve their own issues. Like that's some shit that they've got to do on their own. So jumping back in a relationship with someone like that is totally unstable and very rocky. I think that person needs to go through their own like little journey and set of tumbles and falls to like figure their own self out. But yeah, I know that fucking sucks. That's really hard. Breakups are hard in general, but then like out of the blue breakups, bad.
Yeah, that was sad.
Yeah. Wasn't that a sad voicemail to hear?
I wish I had anything to offer.
You got nothing for her.
Sorry.
Oh, here, nice. Hey, nice. You said sorry. That's pretty good. Yeah. That's empathy.
Yeah.
Just don't try to just don't try to open the machine and find out what happened.
I say block him on everything.
Yes. Just move on.
For your own sake. Not because like, ooh, fucked up person, but just like so that you're not looking at their Instagram. You're not looking at, you're not bombarded by like their posts. You're not trying to spy on them. Just like block them.
The machine is broken. It's time to go get a new machine.
Yeah.
That thing was fucked, man. Mm-hmm. That thing did not do you good at the end. It didn't work. You couldn't get on the internet. Got no Wi-Fi. Like you had to, that thing got broken.
And I wouldn't respond to any, if they tried to reach out to you, I just wouldn't respond to them, because you have to draw a line in the sand and you have to value yourself and say like, hey, I'm not the kind of person that should be treated this way.
Yes, exactly.
Or will allow this kind of treatment.
Yes.
So, yeah. Good luck, girl. Hope you find someone amazing.
I don't know if I even dialed the right number. This is Nikki Limo and Steve Green. Hey. Really love you guys. I listen to your podcast and I watch you guys on JK. Shout out to JK Film. And I guess if I actually did reach you, and this is
a lot
podcast.
Of confusion on whether they got the right number.
Yeah. She doesn't know if it's us or a deli.
Trying to call. Wanting to do a shout out, I guess, to just your relationship. And I would just like to know more about how was it that you guys kind of knew that you were just like meant to be. And I know that you guys talk about your relationship all the time. And this conversation and phone call is probably taking a really long time. but yeah, no, I want to know more about, man, can I do a redo? Is this like, is and you just like skip to the end of the video or is this voice recording?
No, nope, we can't do that
at the very end.
We can't skip it. Sorry.
No, yeah.
We're leaving it all in.
Yeah.
Please just let us know. Cause I just feel like I'm just going through so many bad relationships. So many bad. Every guy I go and I talk to, it's just like, he's like a prick or he has more goals or he doesn't respect me. And it's just like, I'm just tired. I'm tired. Like, I just want the right guy to come up and be like, hey, like, I understand you this, and we're going to be okay together, you know? And it's just, it's not happening. And it sucks because I'm so busy all the time. I can't go and look for the right guy because I'm over here trying to be, like, top student or, like, study. And, like, I'm in the STEM field. And, like, I got to go and kick ass and take names. And it's just, it's not happening. And I don't know. I don't know if it's ever going to happen. You know what I mean? And it sucks. And I'm losing hope. And I'm like 23 years old. And I know that I'm young, but still, like, homegirl needs her man. So yeah, that's basically it. Bye guys. Great job. Hope everything goes well. Definitely looking forward to hearing from you guys. And hopefully I hear this rant on your podcast and everyone gets a good laugh because I love laughing at myself. That's what I go for, you know? Anyways, best of luck. Bye-bye.
I think that guys don't like that you take forever to tell a story. No, I'm kidding. No,
I feel like that was very therapeutic for her.
Yeah, it was, right?
Yeah. Call anytime you need some therapy.
I'm in seven. You know me, I gotta kick ass, but also I need my man.
She's like, I gotta kick ass and take names. That was my favorite part.
I love it.
But also, homegirl needs a man. Yeah, 23 is very young. You just need to calm down.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. I know that's something that's easy to say, like being in a relationship and like, hey, calm down. It's going to happen for you. But like, I think when you're so worried and stressed about it, it puts a lot of pressure every time you do go on a date or like find a guy. It puts pressure on you to like find a guy to go on a date with. And then you pick the wrong guys because like you're just in a rush to like get any guy to go on a date and then see if they're the one. And so I think just like go out there, kick ass, take names, do your thing. Like, you got a lot of time.
Make yourself the best you, which is what you're doing now. You're in the right direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, focus on yourself.
Yeah.
And then it'll attract the right person.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you'll never attract the right person if you're, like, desperate. I feel like dickholes can, like, sense desperation. And that's why you're attracting a lot of pricks because they know. They're, like...
She sent this in April. I'm going to call her April. Mm-hmm. April, you need to... just make yourself the dopest human being you can possibly make yourself, man. Like, and the right person will find you.
Yeah, and they should feel, like, lucky to be on a date with you, not vice versa.
Yeah,
that's how you get the people who want to hang out with you more, right? Because guys, as a guy, there's chicks that you want to try shit out with sexually and just see you later. And then there's chicks that you want to try a life out with.
Yeah.
But that happens. You know what I mean? But that happens... when you meet somebody that you're like, holy shit, this person's amazing. Like, it doesn't happen whenever somebody's like, man, they're okay. They're mediocre.
Yeah, you know what? It changes the attitude of, like, being on a date with someone, too, when you're confident in yourself and what you're doing in life.
Yeah.
It's like the person that's on a date with you should either make your life better or they don't belong there.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, shit, maybe I should get my lint roller out and get all the cat hair off of my body before this chick because this chick's pretty cool. You know what I mean? Like, or now I need to make my life a little better so I can come to meet her standards or whatever. Or not standards, but her what she likes.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be what she likes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I just think we've said this before, but like people that are interested in something are interesting to be with.
Yes.
So... you know, harness all of your interests, like go do all your shit, like kick ass and do all that stuff. And then you have all that to bring to the table. And not that you have to even talk about that, but you just have it in you and you like have things that you're passionate about that doesn't even involve this other person.
Yeah.
Make yourself so freaking dope that you're the occasion that they have to rise to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the move.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Andrew said so.
That's what Andrew said.
Yeah. Yeah. So good luck to you, April.
What would you say to April, Andrew? Give her something, man. Come on. You can't just sit here.
When I asked him about relationships earlier, he was like, bleh.
We got you here, Andrew. You got to give her something, man.
But if you were in a relationship or like were interested in that route right now.
Wait. Yeah, if I were.
Yeah. Are you?
No. Okay. Well, yeah, kind of. I've never been in a relationship.
Juice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, ever.
But do you want to right now? Or are you still more like kind of like...
I think, but I'm also... Yeah.
You're 21. You're
so young. Don't we all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I want a relationship so I can get to the next one. You know?
That makes sense.
So you can get experience out of the way?
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
I'm hustling for the experience.
It's so romantic.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
I get that.
Yeah. It's a weird feeling.
Yeah.
Being on the market. With very little expectations of
what you should even be looking for.
Yeah, or like a time period.
So are you saying that you're just here to sell ribs? You're just here to sell your ribs, huh? You don't want to give this chick advice?
I mean, you know.
I knew it.
April.
Buy my ribs.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, do it. Make yourself the best you can be.
Make yourself the best ribs.
Yeah.
That's right.
So that when people are like, yo, what do you got to offer? You're like, I make dope ribs.
Ribs. Yeah. See, that's a cool thing about you, though.
Yeah.
People want your ribs. They want Andrew Lau's ribs.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on, men.
You know?
He wouldn't have found that if he was busy, like, searching for a relationship.
No, nope. No.
Exactly.
Yeah, fill your time with hobbies and not apps.
I can get behind that.
What if your hobbies are your apps?
Huh. That it shouldn't be.
Shouldn't
okay, got
no,
it.
No, no, no. Yeah, no. No, find a new
do
hobby.
Better.
All right. Well, thank
good
you
luck,
so
April.
Much for calling in. We got the phone number now. Mark found it. So if you want to call in and ask us a question anytime, you can call us at 765-734-0840. Again, that's 765-734-0840. You can also write us podcast@nikki.limo. And we also have an Instagram, by the way.
Yes.
Should they don't tell you. It's @shouldtheydonttellyou, but without the I. There's no I in shit.
And one of my favorite things that radio shows always do is they say the phone number again. I'm like, Jesus,
I said
dude.
It twice.
So 765-734-0840. No, they say it like five times.
Okay,
dude.
We're not a radio
station.
It's
like they did a study or something with like, it's only, you got to say it like seven times to get it in their brains.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much, Andrew, for being here. Where can they find you?
Oh, you can find me across all the things. It's probably just Andrew Lau.
Easy.
Yeah.
How do I spell Andrew Lau?
Oh. Lowe.
Yeah, it's not low, by the way.
It's not L-A-A-U either.
Did Lowe's just fuck you? Like, Lowe's just, like, made everyone pronounce your name wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, there's people in my family who pronounce it Lowe.
Oh.
It's the weirdest thing.
Really?
None of us know what's going on.
Got it.
Yeah, because, like, my grandparents are, like, Lowe. But then we have, like, some cousins who are, like, Lowe.
Oh, maybe people just have accents.
Yeah. Well, my sister, I think she wanted to be edgy, like, in high school, and so she started going by Low.
Uh-huh. Oh, so your sister and you pronounce it differently?
Yeah.
I like how the whiter pronunciation is edgy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think she just wanted to be apart from the family, you know?
Got it.
That makes sense. I mean, I chopped my last name. It was Limosnero, but then my mom is white, and so she didn't do it, like, with the accent, so it was, like, Limosnero. And then I was like, no one could pronounce this anyway, so I just chopped it to Limo. And then that's that. I'm apart from the family. Boom.
True.
And that's how you get unique. Just kidding.
We like to close with a final thought. You got a final thought for us?
Mm.
Other than buy your friggin' ribs, which you've been selling the whole time, shilling your ribs.
That could be his final thought. You don't need to know his brain.
Buy my ribs.
Well played.
I knew it.
Any final thoughts?
Buy Andrew's ribs. I heard they're fantastic. Can't wait to try them.
Buy my nut cheese. Hasn't come out yet, but... Pretty but good. When it does, I'm ready to make a killing. Anyway, that's the end of our show. So thank you so much for tuning in and rate us on Apple and all that stuff. And
check out our Patreon, Sticky Studios.
Oh, yeah. Sticky Studios. Come over. Come join. We're doing a lot of new fun stuff. Not just Patreon, but on the Patreon, we're doing like fun stuff.
And we do an exclusive podcast for the patrons.
We do. We do have a bonus podcast episode for our patrons. Mm-hmm. And we take their questions first on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So... That's coming up. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
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 Why didn't anyone tell me?
We are actuaries. In a world filled with unpredictability, we use our math skills to navigate uncertainty. Actuaries make a difference in people's lives across industries and the world. Actuaries have the freedom to work anywhere. And according to U.S. News & World Report, we're the 25th top-paying career. Make an impact as a fact seeker and a truth teller. Use your math skills for good as an actuary. The world needs you.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.